This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
We've got to go into all of the world. We can't be happy until everyone's heard. We've got a message that everyone needs to share.
We need to share.
To share the good news, we've got a mission to take everybody there,
taking them there
to where there's many as possible, to where there's many as possible, to where there's many as possible.
We've got the power since He gave a new birth. We've got the water to take care of their thirst. We've got a spirit that's leading us in the fight.
Leading the fight.
The devil's prowling and he's leading astray.
Leading astray.
Souls in darkness injured every day. Got a mission to take them into the light.
Taking the light
to where there's many as possible. To where there's many as possible. To where there's many as possible.
We can be happy.
Standing and waiting, we just can't be satisfied.
We can't be satisfied. The numbers growing of people who may not hear.
Oh, no, they may not hear.
The night is falling,
so we must hurry to the world while they're still alive.
To the world while they're alive. It's up to us to be winning them far and near. Oh, we've got to go into all of the world. We can't be happy until everyone's heard. We've got a message that everyone needs to share.
We need to share.
Ambassadors to share the good news. We've got a mission to take everybody there.
Taking them there to where as many as possible. To where as many as possible. To where as many as possible.
Africa must write. Africa, you may have failed in many areas. You may have fallen several times and may carry the old scars and the new bruises. But keep getting up. Don't allow your destiny to be determined by either the roadblocks in your path or the deliberate efforts of others to keep you down. Setbacks in our history shouldn't set us back. They are stepping stones for us to move upward and forward. Africa, I say to you, Africa, I say to you, today is the last day of yesterday and the first day of tomorrow. It's the conclusion to yesterday's chapter and the introduction to your new book. Why dwell on a written past when you can write the future today? Africa, Must Write. Written by Samuel Cranting Pipim, I am Belle Dolabio.
Lovely people, it's our daily devotional series on your favorite dial 97.7 Valley View Radio. I am Sandra Ahia, and with me here is our own Mr. George Essel. Please, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Our lesson is captioned Exiles as Missionaries. Exiles as Missionaries. Let's offer a word of prayer. King Jesus, we come to your throne of grace. We come here this morning to share your word with your people. Bless us as we become blessings unto others. And let whatever we do here be in your name. We thank you so much for answered prayer. Through our Son Jesus Christ, how we pray thanksgiving. May your will be done. Amen.
Amen.
Exiles as missionaries. Our main text is from Daniel chapter 7 verse 14. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. Amen.
Amen.
If we take a look at our lesson, it tells us about how people prophesy and believe in the soon coming of Jesus Christ. His coming will end this world as we know it, and ultimately will usher in God's everlasting kingdom, depicted in the book of Daniel as the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Amen.
Amen.
Exiles as missionaries. Mr. George Essel, can you please take us through the lesson?
Okay. This week actually basically looks at the roles played by Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego while they were in Babylon. The first chapter actually, or the first paragraph, so to speak, looks at the kind of prophecies that have been given to us concerning the fact that there is a kingdom awaiting us, which is a heavenly kingdom, that which will never be destroyed, and that whose author and finisher is none other but Jesus Christ. Then the second part of it actually looks at how people who were taken captives into Babylon, like Daniel and co, were able to actually make known to people who never knew God or who had heard of God but did not much know much about him, were able to know God more through these people. And so basically, from the Saturday afternoon through to the Friday, we're actually looking at a storyline from the time when the Israelites were in their place of abode, that is Jerusalem, to the time when they left Babylon. I think that is all that we are about talking.
Thank you so much for this brief overview. But then if we take a good look at the life of Daniel, what has it got to do with the exiles being missionaries?
Okay. Here, as I rightly said, the focus is on when these people were in Babylon. A little history indicates that around 605 BCE, Daniel and co. were taken captives from Jerusalem and brought to Babylon. While they were brought to Babylon, these were people who were suspected that because they had been taken captives or because they are exiles, they should actually be panicking and be losing hope. They should lose hope of the fact that God couldn't save them, or the fact that their freedom has been taken away from them, yet you could see that amidst these people being in exiles, they never forgot their God, and they made their God known to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. And so the presence of Daniel, as well as any other person being mentioned, so far as Judaism is concerned, is to actually tell of the fact that Daniel and co, even though they were in captivity, never thought it an obstacle to share God's message, but rather they served as missionaries wherever they were.
Thank you so much. And with this last question I wish to ask is that in order to function as members of the Babylonian court, Daniel and the other exiles must have shared some of their Jewish cultural practices. And what is the significance of this?
The lesson is so simple. It tells us that irrespective of who we are, we shouldn't hide our identities. Sometimes we want to hide our identities or make claims of the fact that situation demands. But here, the lesson is simple. Daniel and co had their own cultures, and living in the diaspora, they could have said that they have come to a region or a place where they were worshipping idols, so they should follow the majority to sin. But they never did the same. They remembered of their past while they were in Jerusalem, how they have been taught, the things they were taught to do. And when they came to Babylon, they never stopped doing it. They displayed it, telling us that irrespective of who we are and the situations that comes our way, we should still remain true to our duty.
Indeed, whatever situation that comes our way, we should do it right. Mr. George Essel, can you please give us your last words or any contribution to this message?
Okay. The fact that you are ignorant of a theology, or you are ignorant of knowing something about God. In fact, the word theology means study about God. The fact that you lack knowledge about God does not mean that you have every right to say you don't know God or that you wouldn't do God's word. In fact, the atheist and even those who have never from infancy heard of God at least have a sense of morality, which is nature. And so the lesson is actually trying to tell us that irrespective of the fact that we may have heard or not heard, we may have known or never heard or known that this is God and this is what he expects of us, naturally or logically, there are certain things that are expected of us to be done. But in which, if we hear of it, we know that, yes, this is right to be done and this is not right to do. Let us pray. Gracious everlasting Father, we thank you for so sweet your word to us this day. Be with us throughout the day. Guide our feet to the path of righteousness and deliver us from all evil. Bless our ways and in all our endeavors, help us acknowledge thee. We thank you for an answered prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. May the good Lord bless and protect us all. For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Do not be afraid, for I am with you.
I am with you.
Do not be afraid, declares the Lord. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. And will rescue you forevermore.
Moses led his men to the promised land. Everyone was scared that there'd be a fight. knights, oh, they sent some men to see if they would win, if they were to challenge the Canaanites. 10 of the men were afraid of that land, thinking they would be better off dead. Caleb and Joshua had different thoughts. This is what they said, they said,
"Do not be afraid, for I am with you.
I am with you.
Do not be afraid, declares the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Do not be afraid, for I am with you. And will rescue you forevermore."
Jeremiah implored himself before the Lord. God had told him that he was set apart. He would be God's hand, a prophet to the land. He should do all that the Lord commands. So Jeremiah said, "I'm only a boy, and I don't even know the right words." The Lord reached down and touched his mouth. This is what he heard.
"Do not be afraid, for I am with you.
I am with you.
Do not be afraid, declares the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Do not be afraid, for I am with you. And will rescue you forevermore."
I can't see. Oh, I can't.
Afraid, for I am with you.
I am with you.
Do not be afraid, declares the Lord. Do not be afraid, for I am with you.
And will rescue you forevermore.
Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, declares the Lord.
Gonna be, gonna be with you.
Do not be afraid, for I am with you.
And
will rescue you forever.
And will
rescue you forever.
And
will rescue you forever. And will rescue you forever. And will rescue you forever.
He's waiting and watching, watching for you.
Hello and welcome to the Moment of Truth with me, Joshua Agbado. I just want us to discuss and to ponder on this very simple subject, the mind of Jesus. The mind of Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, it is just by your grace that we can listen to your word. And we pray that even as your word comes to us, let us understand and make your words relevant in our lives. And we will be able to live according to your word. Bless us, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. The mind of Jesus. The mind of Jesus. I just want you to think about this. The mind of Jesus. When you hear the mind of Jesus, what comes to mind? The mind of Jesus. I want us to look at the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5. I'm reading from the New International Version. Verse 5 says that your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus. But the King James Version renders it as, "Let this mind be in you." Let this mind be in you. And when we end, you would have known what the mind of Jesus really is. Verse 6 says that, "Who, being in very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. Jesus Christ was God. He was a king. He created the heavens and the earth, but he put his kingship aside. He put his creatorship aside, and he came down to this earth, not as a king, not as a warrior, but as a servant. He came to serve. The Bible says that just as the Son of Man came to this world, not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for all. Hallelujah. And so the Bible says that Jesus came to this world as a servant in a humble manner. He came with humility to serve humanity. He came to serve the very people who he created. Can you imagine this? The Creator himself coming down to the level of the creatures and to worship and to serve with them. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Master. He came not as a master, but he came as a servant. And he gives us this example that when we look at his example, we can also live with our friends, with our relatives, with our families as servants, not as masters. Hallelujah. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even on the cross. This is very interesting. Jesus came to this earth as a servant. That is okay. But as he went on, he even humbled himself, even to the point of death on the cross. In the ancient times, when people committed evil and they were hanged on the cross, it was the greatest shame they could ever receive. And so Jesus bore the greatest shame on earth. He was hanged on the cross for you and for me. And so as we move on, we see that the mind of Jesus, the attitude of Jesus, the character of Jesus is the attitude of humility. And I pray that you and I can imitate this humility so that we can stand for the truth. Now, verse 9 gives a wonderful expression here. It says that, therefore, because of what Jesus Christ did, the humility he portrayed for us, God exalted him to the highest place. Hallelujah. That is what humility can do for you, my brother. That is what humility can do for you, my sister. God humbles the proud, and God exalts the humble. And so God exalted him to the highest place. And so up till now, whenever we pray in the name of Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Let's not forget that Jesus Christ came to this earth not as a master, but he came as a servant. Jesus came to serve. And in his service, he has given us examples as to how we must live on this earth. But what happens here? People are fighting for positions. People are fighting for all those that will give them the titles of masters. My prayer for you this day is that we will claim and accept the humility of Jesus Christ, and we can imitate Jesus's humility, and God will exalt us. My prayer is that God will exalt you, and this exaltation will only come as a result of us being humble. May the good Lord bless us and grant that we will accept the spirit that gives humility, and we will follow his humble steps. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you safe, even as we imitate the humility of Jesus Christ. God bless you for listening. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.